This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
Welcome to the Mikey Pod on the Bayou Show. Yeehaw. That's not what this show's about.
It ain't.
No. Here, watch this. Welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. Texas, it's not just for cow-tipping rednecks.
Hello, welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. This is episode number 44. Today is April 27th. Oh my God, April 18th, 2006. Where did the 27th come from? I don't even need to try to figure that out. Today's show, I have an interview with podcasting pioneer in Houston, Mr. Russell Holloman. Oh yes. And he'll be talking about Podcast Ready. It's a new podcast delivery system that totally kicks ass. It's a really great idea. And it took me actually seeing him on Rocket Boom to say, hey, maybe people should know about this. So there you go. And we talk a little bit about the Houston podcasting world and that sort of thing, too. But it's really worth hearing. So I hope you'll stick around. Welcome to you, new subscribers or listeners. I was just on the podcast Pickle as the pickle pick pop, 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 whatever of the day. So maybe you came here from there. Or maybe you came here from Unedited, where, I don't even know that guy's name, but I sent him an email about how wonderful he was. You need to check out the Unedited podcast. I'll make sure I put that in there. And I didn't see a promo anywhere. I haven't been able to find one. So if you have one, send it my way. I'll be glad to play it. But he played my promo, and that was a beautiful thing. And what else was I going to tell you guys? Email. MikeyPod@gmail.com. I don't have any listener feedback, although there were some comments on the blog. So you can also call me at 206-339-438. Don't dial that number. I'll give it to you after after this song from A. Good Lord, child. My phone's ringing. It's a mess. This is a Houston artist, Krista Vossler, who I heard on the Hand Stamp Houston podcast, which I am so excited about because it's Handstamp Houston was a blog and an article, or a column in the Houston Chronicle with Houston Music, and I was always never quite made it to band website. So now they've got a podcast, and Sarah over there sort of hipped me to that fact. Hello, Sarah, if you're listening. And I heard Krista Vossler, who's playing. Let me give you all that she's playing info after you hear the song. I was just enamored with this song from the get-go. It's called Can't Help But Notice, and please notice the woozy, waltzy sounds of Krista Vossler. Enjoy.
Down the aisle, you led him to this place.
nothing like the sound of an electric drill to take you out of something like that. Thank you, Krista, for the permission to play that song, and also from writing such a beautiful song. She will be appearing at Helios on April 21st. That's this weekend. I don't know which day it is. I'll look at the calendar later. 9 o'clock tickets are $5, and it's at Helios. So if you have any questions or need information, 713-526-4648. I should probably be there. I'm having grave money issues right now, so I may not be there, but we'll see. I think I'm going out with my mom this weekend, too. Oh, my God. Would you like to hear a funny story? No, I'm not telling you, because it's kind of pathetic, actually. So why don't we go instead right on to the interview with Mr. Russell Holloman, another Houstonian. God, I'm on a roll today. Here's Russell and me. Wow, what can I make this any more awkward? Okay, I'm here with Russell Holloman, who's the founder and CEO of Podcast Ready, a new a new program, would you call it, that you can install on your MP3 player?
Yes, we've got kind of two pieces, but the main one is a software application for your player.
Okay. So the cool thing to me about it that got me excited was the fact that you can subscribe to podcasts at the Podcast Ready site.
Well, and that's kind of the second piece to the puzzle, but we've developed a software application. We call it MyPodder, and it actually resides on the MP3 player itself and allows you to, you know, connect to pretty much any internet-enabled computer to receive your podcast. And you can also manage your subscriptions from there. But the really cool thing that at least we think is really cool is that the software interacts with our website as well, so you can manage your subscriptions online from our webpage without having your device connected or even turned on. So when the device actually connects up, it communicates with the website to see if there's anything new on either end, and it kind of does a synchronization there before it goes out and retrieves your new podcasts.
So am I understanding correctly that you could just take your iPod with your MP3 player, because I discovered, sadly, that it doesn't work with iPods, which is makes me
yeah.
like...
Well, I mean, we feel that it's inevitable, but right now, no, I'm afraid it doesn't work with the iPod, and it's mainly because the iPod is very proprietary and, quite frankly, it's locked down.
Yeah.
We do work with any device that is called, you know, they call it UMS compliant, and that means universal mass storage. And really, the test is if you connect your player to a computer and it shows up as a drive, then you're good to go.
So you could take your device to any computer since the software is on your actual player, right? Am I understanding that part right?
Yes, you are. You know, we're targeting this for a whole range of different devices, but at one level, you have millions of MP3 players out there that are not connected. They're not wireless devices. They're not internet enabled. They're just players. Mm-hmm. And so the way the software works is it resides on the player, and when you connect the player to a computer, the software that's on the player then runs, uses the internet connection that the computer has to get your podcasts. But it doesn't install anything on the computer, and it doesn't leave anything behind.
That's cool. That idea of being able to update podcasts from anywhere has me like... Because last night I was so excited about, I'm going to finally plug this thing in and figure out how it works, and then, So that's one of those things that's like, okay, this is like a good reason to use something else for podcasts or for MP3s in general. I don't know, just because that is a feature that I would like love.
Well, it's we're trying to address a lot of issues that I think have just kind of developed since podcasting began, and one of them is receiving stuff from multiple locations. I mean, it's not a very easy thing to do. Another thing that we're really excited about that kind of ties in with all of this is we've got a shortcut that you can add to your browser, and it really is just a bookmark. It's not a browser plugin or anything. And what it does is it allows you to subscribe to any podcast from any web page or directory. And it has to do with that whole synchronization thing. Basically, you can go to a website, you can hit the button, it will subscribe you to that podcast and throw that information back into your account on our system. So the next time you connect to your device, it synchronizes and you automatically are subscribed to it.
Cool. So it makes it a lot easier than having to like track through directories and all of that, and even like finding RSS feeds and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. Well, and that again is just one of the big problems is people don't you know, people getting into podcasting, they don't know that you're supposed to look for an XML button. And then once you find it, they don't know what to do with it. And so, you know, this is just an approach that we're taking to try and alleviate all of that. Just make it really easy.
Yeah, it really, and it seems like it takes it out of the realm of, because even now, it seems, it's technically limited as I am, I feel like I have a pretty good grasp on tracking down podcasts and all that sort of stuff, but there are a lot of people who have no idea what's going on, and that, I mean, this is such a beautiful thing that would get them, you know, more listeners for all of us podcasters.
Well, and that's really the kind of the end goal in all of this is to take it, you know, I mean, it's a cliche that's been thrown around a lot, but to really take it mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fact of the matter is the bigger the audience pool, the more listeners there are for everybody. And, you know, if you've got a certain percentage of listeners now, you know, theoretically you'll maintain that percentage. It's just the number of listeners will go up. And I think that's a great opportunity for everybody in the community.
Yeah. So has the response to this been good? I mean, how long has this been live?
Well, we've been out there in beta since, let me think about that. About March 19th, I guess. But we've been really kind of quiet about it. We've just kind of thrown it out there to, you know, play with it. We are still in beta. We're doing a major rewrite on the user interface of the website.
Mm-hmm.
But we have started to attract a lot of attention. It's all been very good. We've had very little, if any, negative comments about it. Right off the bat, one of the very first reviews we got, which we were very excited about, said that we had actually one-upped the iPod, which of course was, you know, really great to see. You know, subsequent to that, people I think really see the potential in it, and it does have some rough edges. We are in beta, but it is functional and it does work very well. And so, you know, we think that there's quite a lot of potential. Our first podcast-ready devices will be in Target stores this week, as a matter of fact.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, our first partner, which is Mobi Blue, they make a whole series of devices. Their most popular one right now is their little cube device. They are so excited about it that they just went ahead and pulled the trigger and decided to launch with it.
Oh, that's awesome. Really, it's like, it's an exciting thing, because if there's one thing that I've heard people say about even podcast people who know what's going on, is that, God, I wish I could. I mentioned it to a friend last night that we were doing this interview, and he was like, oh, my God, that'd be amazing. But alas, iPod guy. But, you know, it makes me really want, like, this is, to me, I agree with the fact that it one-ups the iPod, because it's a really useful feature to be able to have.
Well, it is. And, you know, that I get comments like that a lot, and the simple fact is we're not trying to take on the iPod, we're not trying to take on iTunes. There are millions and millions of players out there, and millions more that are going to be sold this year that are not Apple, and you know, those devices really mm-hmm. don't have a good solution. And so if a person's already made a decision not to buy Apple, that's when they're introduced to Podcast Ready. You know, we really don't see it, you know, as a kind of a head-to-head thing against the iPod. As a matter of fact, I've sent several emails. I would love to get in contact with somebody at Apple, because we'd really love to make it work on the iPod. I think it would bring a lot of value to the device.
Yeah, I wonder if that's something they would go for. From a business standpoint, I don't know how any of that stuff works, but it seems like it'd be good for them.
Well, it wouldn't be bad for them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's been very well received. I think you heard about it probably through the Rocket Boom segment they did last week.
Yeah, actually, when we had our last Houston podcaster meetup, you were talking about it, and I was a little like,
"Oh, that's right."
I didn't quite get it, but now I saw the Rocket Boom thing. I was like, "Oh."
Well, and you know, the Rocket Boom thing, you know, first of all, it was a complete surprise. I mean, obviously, I knew they had done an interview, but I had no idea that they were going to, you know, air it in its entirety like that. And it's a very difficult elevator speech to give. You know, you mentioned that I'd talk about it at the podcaster meetup, and you didn't quite get it. Well, it's more than a 30-second pitch. And Rocket Boom really gave us a great opportunity to basically give a 5-minute pitch to a whole lot of people. And the response has been tremendous. since Rocket Boom and Gadget has picked it up this morning in association with a new Mobi Blue device that's out there. And that's actually a really exciting device as well. They're going to be launching that in about 2 weeks. And it's a small MP3 player. The key is its battery will last 150 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and Gadget picked it up today, and also Red Ferret picked it up today. And, so the response has been good. Everybody really likes what they see, and more importantly, they're really anxious to see, you know, how it develops.
Yeah. Well, I guess, okay, instead of saying that it's one up the iPod, I'll say that this is really opening my eyes to the fact that there are other possibilities more than I... You know, because before I was like, I'm going to get an iPod, because that's just what people do.
Sure, sure.
You know?
Well, and the iPod is a great device. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
It's just, it is an Apple device, and Apple, you know, their corporate culture is, you know, it's closed. But it mm-hmm. is a great solution, and it serves a wonderful purpose. We're really trying to address the issue with the rest of the people out there. And, you know, there's a lot of iPod owners out there that will tell you we don't exist, but we really do.
yeah interesting. Yeah, and it's yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, what you
yeah.
said.
So anyway, we're really excited about it. It started out, and this is really an interesting story, at least I think it is. You can edit this part out if you want. I'll leave you a pause here.
Like, I'm doing that thing where my mind is like, oh yeah, this part I'm cutting out.
Well, it was really interesting. Back in 2004, when I'd started podcasting, I guess, September. By December, I had enough presence out there where I would start getting random emails from people with questions and things like that. And I got an email from these two students in Germany that, you know, basically had an idea of building something like this. And they have ended up being my two business partners. They're co-owners in Podcast Ready. And, Christian and Hagen. They're two... media students going to school in Germany right now. And that's what just blew me away, because in December of 2004, they were doing projects for their university related to podcasting.
Wow, in 2004. That's
and
pretty
so,
nice.
You know, in the beginning of 2005, we did a beta with an initial version, and that was very popular, so we started shopping it around to see if anybody would, you know, basically pay for this to be done. And it wasn't until a week before the expo in November that we found that person to pay for it. And so we've been working on it ever since.
Was there another project that you were involved with? It seems like when I first met you, there was another sort of program going on. Am I?
Well, you may be thinking of the Podcatcher on a Stick. Right.
Yeah,
that was our first beta of the application, what we're now calling MyPodder.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You know, Podcatcher on a Stick was a very descriptive term, and it was you know, it came from Christian and Hagen, but what I had to explain to them was, you know, to Americans, you know, you have chicken on a stick, and you know there's so many things on a stick that, you know, Podcatcher on a Stick, we needed a different name. And so of course at that time you had iPodder and, you know, all of these iPodder stuff, so we went with MyPodder. You know, it's basically take it with you. The name cool. doesn't have as much relevance today since everybody's kind of changed their iPodder names. So we changed the company. Well, we named the company itself Podcast Ready because we thought that would be a really descriptive term to have on the outside of a box. You know, we wouldn't have to explain really what MyPodder was, but somebody sees a player that's labeled Podcast Ready, at least they have an idea of what it might do. So.
Very cool.
So that's kind of it.
All right. Okay. Did we leave anything out, or is that?
That's pretty much it. The software, if people want to play with it, it's available for free from the website. There's a small registration involved, but all we want really is you make up a screen name and give us an email address. The synchronization process, if people are worried, you know, that's not something that we're tracking. We use it only to provide the services, but it is something that you can turn off with a single click on the software. I think that's important for people to know. And then lastly, if you're really adventurous, we have another site set up. It's called Snowbugs. S-N-O-W-B-U-G-S.
Snowbug.
And that's the official test site. You can get pre-releases of the betas. They may be buggy, but you can sign up there and give us feedback and make suggestions and things like that. You know, really our goal in all of this is to, you know, mainstream this technology, and we want it to be as easy and powerful as possible.
Very nice. Very nice. So, and the website for Podcast Ready is podcastready.com,
yeah, yeah,
right?
I'm sorry. I guess I should have mentioned that, too. But, yes, podcastready.com.
Yeah, I should have as well. Okay, and then also you have a podcast, as rare as
I know.
It is. We should
I
plug
know.
That,
well,
too.
Well, and, you know, I every night I sit down to try and do that, and I just, so many things going on right now. But, yes, I started doing the Trio podcast. My site's mobilepodcast.org. And it started out as being an experiment in creating podcasts from mobile devices. I've actually since moved on from the Trio, and I'm using other devices. And, you know, maybe this will prompt me to get something out there now. I guess I really need to. It's been over a month, I think.
I was thinking about, I think your podcast was the very first time I heard anyone talk about my podcast.
Oh, really?
I remember that moment like it was yesterday. Yeah, I was driving down the freeway listening to your podcast. I was like, oh, my God, someone just talked about my podcast. It was like, it was an exciting moment. Just so
well,
you know.
Well, you know, yours was one of the first ones to come out of Houston. And really, from the get-go, it was a, you know, it was a very high-quality podcast. I mean, it was well-produced, and it was, you know, intriguing content, and it was really yours and a few others here in town is what prompted us to start. You know, you mentioned the Podcasters Meetup. We actually have the nonprofit organization, the Greater Houston Podcasting Association, and it exists solely to promote, you know, regional podcasting. I think that that's going to become a very important part of the medium, and Podcast Ready is now, you know, the official underwriter of that organization. So, you know, as this thing takes off, hopefully we can do some really great things with podcasting.
Yeah, our last meeting really felt like, okay, things, well, that was my first meeting to attend, actually, but it really felt better than the last one. No, it just was, there was a really nice community feeling, like, from the get-go, even though I hadn't really met anyone there. But, like, I'd met you over Skype and the phone and Chris, but that was about it. But it was nice. So we should talk about the next meetup. It's the 27th of April, is that
right? I believe
so,
yes.
Yeah, 27th of April at Brazil? I think that's what we're... Yeah, that's lovely. I'm going to make an announcement about something with a question mark at the end of it.
No, it is... I think it's... What is it? The fourth Thursday of the month? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so that's definitely the 27th.
It will be at Brazil.
And probably at 7 o'clock.
And, you know, what was really neat about the last meetup... I mean, first of all, we had such a great turnout. And, you know, a lot of people I hadn't met. I had met you face-to-face. I thought that was... I didn't even realize that till you walked in, that, wow, we've never actually met. The other nice thing about it, too, was we had a few folks show up that are just interested. They're listeners. They're not even interested in producing. They're just listeners, and they showed up, and I thought it was really great. You know, that was another reason I didn't really talk a whole lot about Podcast Ready was, you know, that's a business. And, you know, obviously it exists as a business, and that's not the purpose of the meetups. It is purely a social and networking thing, and, you know, the end goal there is to promote podcasting. So if any of your listeners, you know, like to show up, everyone's welcome. It's a great time. We had a great time.
Well, all right. Well, thanks for taking the time to be on the show today.
No, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And this concludes my interview. It's more like a conversation, really, isn't it? Yeah, with Russell Holloman. Sorry that at the end there it kind of cut off abruptly, because once I edit everything together, it just something wasn't right. So I cut off a little bit at the end. It sounds a little abrupt, but sorry. Okay, next, I got a song for you to play. This is another David Sylvian, Ryuichi Sakamoto, both of whom I have permission from the record labels to play their music. And I got a lot of positive feedback from the song World Citizen, which I played at the beginning of the first Kathy Kelly interview. I think it was episode 42 or something like that. If you haven't heard those shows, that is like required listening. I say required loosely, of course. Anyway, I wanted to play this version of the song, but it's a little bit unusual. This is the same song, but it's a remix by a Japanese dude whose name I can't say. Let's just call things how they are, shall we? So I'm going to go ahead and play this remix by the Japanese dude. And it's really an interesting remix. But if you don't find this sort of thing interesting, feel free to scroll right on through. All right. This is David Sylvian and Ryuichi Sakamoto with World Citizen. Okay, I changed my mind. I just listened all the way through that song. And guess what? I'm afraid it's just a little too freaky for y'all. Am I wrong? I don't know. You guys don't tell me. So perhaps you're more adventurous than I think. And perhaps I shouldn't even think about it, but I do. So instead, I'm going to play this other Ryuichi Sakamoto and David Sylvian song, which is more listenable, yet not nearly as innovative and cool sounding. And this one is called World Citizen, I Won't Be Disappointed. And yeah, it's a brilliant song just as well.
What happened here? The butterfly has lost its wings. The air's too thick to breathe, and there's something in the drinking water. The sun comes up and you're alone. Your sense of purpose come undone. The traffic tails back to the maze on 101. And the news from the sky is looking better for today. In every single way, but not for you. World citizen. World citizen. It's not safe. All the yellow birds are sleeping, 'cause the air's not fit for breathing. It's not safe. Why can't we be without beginning, without end? Why can't we be?
That's David Sylvian and Ryuichi Sakamoto with World Citizen, I Won't Be Disappointed. I love them. I love David Sylvian. I love Ryuichi Sakamoto. I love them. So check out that stuff. Nine Horses is David Sylvian's newest project, and they have a new single out. I think it's called Wonderful World. I may have even played it a while back when I first got the CD. I think that was before they were officially PodSafe to me. So I don't know that everyone can play them, but they probably would give anyone permission if you just write to them. So that's what I have for the show today. Thanks again, Russell Holloman, for coming on the show. And thank you, the listeners. And I think I mentioned earlier that I'm hurting for cash a little bit right now. If you happen by the website and you notice that little tip button, feel free to use it. Or not. Just an email would be great, too. Let me know what you think of the show. MikeyPod@gmail.com. And here, let me look at this post-it note here to know that the phone number is 206-339-6682. Your feedback is welcome. And the tip thing, I'm just throwing it out there because I'm in that kind of situation. So if you don't, it's up to you. Basically, you knew that already, but I don't expect anything from anyone. I'm doing this as a free service to you. Out of the kindness of my heart, I give and I give and I get nothing in return. That was a little bizarre. Thanks for listening. MikeyPod.com is the website. You can leave comments there. Email MikeyPod@gmail.com. Phone number 206-339-6682. Just leave a message there. It's only voicemail, so don't worry. You can call at any time, at any hour. And I did an outgoing message because someone called and hung up on it this week. So anyway, that's what I have for you. I'm going to a secret, top secret meeting tonight in plans for something. I can't say really anything about it, but it's going to be a really cool show when I'm able to. But it's a planning session for this cool thing that I can't talk about. And also, I might be next show, if I can get a hold of him. I've been lame about calling him, but the Green Party candidate for Texas governor is willing to be on the show. So he'll be a great person to talk to, because if you're like me, you don't know a lot about the Green Party or understand why it's a reasonable thing to do to vote for a smaller party like that. So I'll get that going for you too. Thanks, you guys. Oh, I'm leaving you with Kenty. He sent me this a long time ago. It's his cover of a Yoko Ono song, which I play, Tomorrow May Never Come. I played it weeks ago. I don't know what's up with this cough. See, I'm dying. Not really. All right, thanks, guys. Send your feedback, and God, shut up about the feedback, Mikey Pod. I will. Okay, bye.
Yesterday may linger forever. Today may never be felt. Tomorrow may never come. Tomorrow may never come. Yesterday may haunt us forever. Today may pass in fear. Tomorrow may never come. Tomorrow may never come. All we have is you and I, feeling the wind and the sky. Reach me, touch me, hold me. Hold me while my lips are still soft. Yesterday may stop us forever. Today may never be found. Tomorrow may never come. Tomorrow may never come. All we have is you and I, feeling the wind and the sky. Reach me, touch me, hold me. Hold me while my lips are still soft. Reach me, touch me, reach me, touch me. Hold me, hold me, hold me. Hold me while my lips are still warm. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou with Michael Herron. Mikey wants your input to the show. Do you have a comment about something that was said on the show? A review or a promotion of a cultural event, especially in the Houston area? Or you just want to say hi? Email is MikeyPod@gmail.com. The Mikey Pod Show hotline, 206-339-6682. And record it down for all to hear. See you next time right here for Mikey Pod on the Bayou. MikeyPod.com.